What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley, and you are tuned into another episode of the Nexus Podcast. And on this week's episode of the podcast, I want to talk about a very simple healing principle that I stumbled upon when I was actually vacationing over the course of the last week up in the Pacific Northwest. So kick back, relax, and enjoy this profound episode of the Nexus Podcast, where I share with you some of my experience and lay down exactly how nature wanted us to be. Enjoy. If you're one of the clients here in our office, then you know, as many of you likely know already, that I spent the entire last week up in the Pacific Northwest. Specifically, I was in Bend, Oregon, and some places just outside of there, like Lapine. And one of the things that my wife and I did with a couple other families is we explored a lot. We spent more time in nature than I probably ever spent in my entire lifetime at one single vacation. And so what I mean by this is that not only were we vacationing in these places that are beautiful and have an abundance of mountains and abundance of trees and abundance of nature and abundance of water, but we spent more time outside than I've ever done on a vacation before. And whether it was walking barefoot or hiking or checking out waterfalls or just spending time outside in one of these cabins that we had that was in the secluded mountains in the middle of nowhere in this place called Lapine, I realized something very important in this experience of being so connected with nature for upwards of 7 days. And the thing that I realized is this, is that plants specifically only grow towards the light. And this is why these forests have these huge trees where we spent this time, regardless of how rainy, regardless of how sunny, plants always grow towards the light. And likely if you've seen this in your house, if you have succulents, if you're here in Southern California, then you know your succulents will start to turn and they will start to grow in a direction of the sunlight, of where your windows are. And so sometimes this is an inconvenience to the plant grower, but I thought it was an important principle to think about. Plants only grow towards the light. Now, what does this mean for you and me, and why would I even bring this up and have a podcast episode about this? And the answer is this, and it's a very simple one, is that you and I are no different than those plants. Yes, we don't regenerate ourselves through photosynthesis. We have some different processes. Yes, they're plants and we're mammals, but not regardless, the same thing is true for human beings, is that we only grow towards the light, and we only grow with light. Now, some of you are probably wondering, like, well, yeah, Dr. Daniel, that's great. I get plenty of sunshine and live here in Southern California. Or in the summertime, I love to play volleyball if I'm in Indiana and I get as much sunlight as I possibly can. This isn't exactly what I mean. So yes, our bodies, we have to have sunlight to survive. Our skin is the largest organ on our body. If you didn't know, this is super important to understand, is that our skin is the largest organ that our body has. And that skin is responsible for one thing. Its primary job is a light receptor. It's to soak up the rays from the sun and create things like melatonin, create things like vitamin D, and the list could go on and on and on. But really what I want to talk to you about is not the exposure to the sun that your body gets, but the exposure to the light. And what I mean by light is something positive. What I mean by light is something healing. What I mean by light are things that are going to allow you to actually grow as a human being. And oftentimes what I've seen, and I really got this chance to experience this at a deep level this weekend, is my phone popped up with this alert and it said, hey, guess what? Over the course of the last week, you've spent 50% less time on your cell phone in general. And now a lot of times I'm using my phone to text message with people, working with clients, scheduling, creating Facebook posts, et cetera, et cetera. And we didn't do any of this over the course of the last week or very little of it. And so my screen time was down 50%. And I started to have all these profound revelations about nature. And that one revelation kept bringing me back to this fact that we only grow when we move towards the light. And so if you're constantly surrounding yourself with negative, if you're constantly surrounding yourself with the news and worrying about what's happening in the environment, whether it's politically or economically or the forced mask and all these other things that we could talk about are super negative, in my opinion, literally designed to prevent us from growing, prevent us from having a higher level of consciousness, and really just putting yourself in the place where you can be allowed to grow and allowed to flourish and exposing yourself to the light. And the light are the uplifting things, right? So spending time with people who uplift you, spending time with people who love you, learning things that matter to you, and not just learning about the next negative thing that the news is going to portray, because that's basically all it is just a bunch of negative stuff designed to program fear into your brain. And if your body's in fear mode, It's by default also in defense and protective mode. And if you're in defense and protective mode, you cannot grow. It's physically impossible to be in growth mode and defense mode at the same time. It's the same as football, right? If you've ever watched football in your life, you can't be on offense and defense at the same time. One team is on defense, the other team is on offense. And so you can't be in growth, you can't be in scoring mode if you're constantly in defense. The only way you can be in scoring mode is if you're in offense, and there are a very specific set of things you need to do to be in offense in your life. And that's what I really want to share with you, is that bringing more light into your life is ultimately what's important. And I know for a fact that what we do here in our office by providing chiropractic adjustments is the most important piece of light that you can bring to your life. Because as we adjust you, every time we wake up your brain, your body has no choice but to let in more light, let in more positive, see things differently, and ultimately start to experience the world differently. And so the question then becomes is, how does this work? And what is the proof? Where's the evidence that this works? Because like I said, we grow when we are exposed to light the exact same way that plants do. You always grow towards the light. And so, you know, I started thinking about some of my clients. Today's Father's Day as I'm recording this episode. I didn't get to do it this one ahead of time. And so I started thinking about one of our clients. His name is Chris, and he came to us. He's an entrepreneur locally here in Dana Point. Amazing, amazing dude. And one of the things that happened is very interesting is as I started taking care of him, he comes in one day and he was like a couple minutes late, which is very unlike him to be late. And he's like, sorry, I'm late. I just had this wild hair after getting adjusted. He's like, you know, I should really just start taking my daughter to school. And so he had this change within him, this shift within him, which made him realize that the light in his life, a big part of the light in his life was the light of him being able to spend time with his daughter. Not only would it allow for his daughter to grow, but it would allow for him to grow as well. And so he said, you know what? I'm going to start taking my daughter to school in the mornings. He started driving her to school in the mornings, and his wife was dumbfounded. She's like, what is happening? This has never been like you before. Well, the fact is that the only thing that changed in his life was getting chiropractic care. You see, as we adjust the joints of the spine, as we get the joints of the spine moving, we take the body out of defense, fear, protective mode, and we put the body into growth mode. And when we put the body into growth mode, a bunch of amazing things happen, one of which being higher levels of consciousness. One of these things being able to realize and see things or holes or gaps in your life that are actually going to bring you more happiness and more joy and more fulfillment. And for him, spending time with his daughter was one of these things. And so just after a few months of chiropractic care, his life completely started to transform. Not to mention that it transformed the relationship between him and his daughter, but also his wife took note, where she's like, man, this is unlike the husband that I've known for the last couple of years. Bring me some more of that. I love this. And this is what we do in our office every single day. To contrast this, though, we have other people who live very much the same. So I have another guy who sat down with me to do an exam around the same time that this guy started care. And his thing is like, my wife's never going to let me pay for this. It's too expensive. I'm not going to be able to be committed. I'm too busy. Everything's bad right now. Like, it's just not in a good place. Let me get all my stuff figured out first, and then I'll start coming in. And here's the problem, is that he wasn't putting himself in a place where he could be exposed to the light of chiropractic care, to the light of having better relationships, to the light of having more money or being able to be more productive, to make more money. And because he didn't realize this, all he did is make a bunch of excuses for why he couldn't do the things in his life that he wanted to do. And he always had an excuse, and there was never any hard look in the mirror of like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm not putting myself in a position to grow right now. Maybe I'm not exposing myself to enough light right now. And so my question for you is this, is where in your life are you not exposing yourself to the light? And again, the light is a metaphor for whatever you want it to be. But I would ask you to consider and take an evaluation of yourself to see, are you growing and learning new things that are benefiting you and or your family members? Are you surrounding yourself with people on a regular day-to-day basis who are uplifting you and pushing you to be your best? And if you're not, then my question is why? And a bunch of people could have a million different excuses as to why they're not, but the ultimate reality is this, is that you get to decide, you get to play out your life in whichever way you choose. And surrounding yourself with people who love you, surrounding yourself and putting yourself in situations to allow your body to flourish and to grow, and taking your body out of defense mode and putting it in offense mode, taking your body out of stress mode and putting in a healing mode, is the only way that you're going to experience the lust for life that a newborn baby experiences. My daughter just turned 7 months, and watching her explore a water bottle, something that we recycle and throw away and we give no thought to how amazed and fascinated by it she is magical. It's truly magical. And because of what she's surrounded by chiropractic care. She's surrounded by people who love her. She's surrounded by people who lift her up. She doesn't get to watch the news. She doesn't get to watch TV. And I'm sure at some point in time, she'll be able to watch these things, but realizing and teaching her from a young age that, listen, allowing yourself and putting yourself in the position to be exposed to the light, to the love in the world, to everything good that is out there, and stop focusing on the negative is the only way to allow you to grow. And that wonder doesn't get burnt out when we do this for our children, when we do this for ourselves. And I've seen this time and time again as I take care of people, as their joy in their life starts to grow when nothing else has changed except for them getting under chiropractic care. And it's because of a very specific thing that we do. Every time that we adjust the body, every time that we adjust the spine, we turn off stress in the brain and we allow the body to go into healing mode. Healing is the light. Healing is allowing your body to grow and develop and expand further and have higher levels of consciousness and have deeper relationships and have more excitement and have more fulfillment and be able to use your body and move physically on a deeper level. And this is what we provide for people every single day here in our office. And my question is what keeps people from healing? And the answer is simple. It's the shade. It's the dark. Watching the news. Not fulfilling your relationship requirements and trying to build and foster good, healthy relationships. One of the most important things that you could do right now is figure out who are the people who are the most uplifting to you. Who are the three most uplifting people in your life? Write their names down. And then ask yourself this question. When's the last time you expressed gratitude for those people? Like very specific gratitude, sending them a text, giving them a phone call, sending them a letter, a handwritten note saying, hey, you know what? I really appreciate you because you always push me to do better and you uplift me. And the same is true for the three most toxic relationships in your life. Who are the most toxic people in your life that you just wish you could get away from, but you don't feel like you can? And then how would you get away from them? What's one thing that you could do today to start to push yourself further away from those people who are toxic in your life and start to surround yourself more with the people who bring love and light into your life? And when you can do this, what you'll start to do is you'll start to train your body to only recognize the love and the light, and the darkness will be shunned out. It's simple. So what else will be shade? Watching the news, surrounding yourself with toxic people, not learning and growing yourself, not doing the things that you're passionate about, making excuses instead of just doing the work. All these things are the shade which keeps us from growing, which ultimately keeps us from being healthy, which keeps us from thriving. And this is such an important principle. And you know, what's really important to note in all of this is all of these thoughts, like I didn't write any of this down. I'm sitting here just talking into a microphone in a dark room right now. And the reason that I'm doing it is because I'm so passionate about it, because from what I observed in nature over the course of the last week, and that is this, is that the plants grow towards the light. The only way that they can grow is towards light. So are you the light for other people to help grow towards? Are you being the light for your family members? Are you being the light for your spouses? Are you being the light for your other relationships? Or are you doing things that are putting you in the dark and keeping you from growing and keeping the people from around you growing? And this is so important to me right now, especially in the time of mandated mask requirements and the scary, scary, scary threat of COVID-19, which we actually can't even test for. Look up what PCR is. All the COVID-19 PCR test is a PCR test, which is a reactive protein test. It has nothing to do with COVID-19 or the coronavirus. It doesn't even actually test for the coronavirus. So we're testing people. So all the numbers that the CDC has showed us and everything that we know worldwide is all a lie. Those numbers actually don't exist because we're not even testing for the virus in the first place. If you want more, I'll post a link in the show notes where you can watch a video where these scientists talk about how this is the case. So anyway, back off my soapbox, are we shedding light? Are we putting people in the dark? Are you exposing yourself to the light? And one of the most important, one of the most valuable ways, I would argue the single most important way, the single most easiest way that you could do this is by having yourself and your family members under chiropractic care. Because as we adjust the joints of the spine, we take the body out of stress mode and into healing mode. We take the body out of defense and protective mode, and we put the body in offense and growth mode. And this is the light. This is the light within your body. This is the light within all of us, because we are all designed to function at 100%. We are all designed, every single one of us, no matter who you are, no matter who's listening, whatever your situation is, whatever your skin color is, whatever your financial situation is, you were designed to express life at 100%, full out, living a life on fire with purpose, passion, commitment, excellence. And it's possible for you. I've seen it possible for hundreds and hundreds of the clients that we've got to take care of inside of our office. So my last question for you is this, is when was the last time that you yourself got out and observed nature? Because it was profound for me. So profound for me to just sit and observe and watch the trees and watch the leaves and watch these little slugs crawl on the ground and these little caterpillars cover the roads and every single little beautiful nuance in between, including how the river flows. And what I realized is that I wasn't spreading enough light and love in my life. And I'm committed to doing more of it. Committed to spreading more light to help more people grow. So for you, what can you do to help more people grow? Because ultimately, right now, with our economic times, with our political times, we need you. Your kids need you. Your spouse and your friends need you. Your parents need you now more than ever to be a beacon of light and not another place of shade, because things are already dark enough. So I'm going to leave you with that, my friends. I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you got some value out of this episode. If you did, I would love for you to share it up with someone who you know needs to hear this. Do this to spread the light, to engage more people and show them that there's a better way where we don't have to live in fear mode. We don't have to live in defense mode, and we can actually grow and heal and interact with each other and be happy and joyful. And then lastly, if you really got some value out of this episode, leave a rating, leave a review. If you have any questions for me, I would love for you to reach out. You can do that on Instagram. You can do that on Facebook. You can email us. You can find us on our website. I love you. I appreciate every single one of you. Have an amazing, amazing week, and we'll come at you live again next time. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.